what's happening is a lot of these schools are basically paying guys to commit.
Yeah, right. You told us that, right?
Miami is a school that's not doing it. They saying, listen, when you sign, we will give you the money. We're not paying you $100,000 to commit. You know what I'm saying? But once you sign, you'll get that money. That's no pressure. So that's
they want the look.
Yeah, Miami's doing.
They want the look for momentum and getting the other kids in the class. Says, oh, such such going there. Like, shit, you better be careful. Such such might pull a fast one at the end. Like, oh no, I was just taking that bag.
And it's crazy because guess what? A lot of them are doing that. They doing this and shit. I'm taking that bag and I'm still not finna go to it. But you know, shit. Miami,
I mean, that's like the old Bagman wave. Some of that's old Bagman shit. Sometimes
Miami in the past, we got burnt a couple guys. You know what I'm saying, now they saying shit. We ain't gonna play that. We gonna offer you such and such, and you gonna get it once you.
Yeah,
once
you know the check's good. Yeah, everybody else check's good.
Everybody look. I said the other two schools in the state, they definitely doing it. And a lot of those guys are still looking at other schools, like the especially the one in Tallahassee. They just down. They got seven commits that's still looking around because if somebody come and offer them something, they gone.
They gone.
Yeah. They gone. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, and I want to come out and say he's not a good recruiter. He's not. They coach.
Norvell.
Yeah, he's not a good recruiter at all.
Yeah, everybody know that shit. They could deny it all they want. So I'm like, bro, y'all, it's just not what it's supposed to be. Y'all won 13-0 or 13-1 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You tell me why it ain't clicking at a higher rate. But
I mean, he lucked up by hiring Pat Surtain. Pat Surtain did a good job getting him some guys. He lucked up by hiring some guys but he's not the closer. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to, man, we gotta try to lock in these top guys for the end of the class. He's not that guy. He's not gonna happen. He's been there for 4 or 5 years. If you go back and look at every class, it's always been three guys, his top recruits for that class, always flip to somebody else.
That's facts.
God damn. You know what I'm saying? What
the fuck is he doing? I think they killed Lester last year. I think that was.
Yeah,
kind of the only guy they kept.
But shit, they lost.
That about, was a layup too.
We're talking about that corner.
Somebody to Auburn. They lost. They lost
defensive
like
defensive end. Yeah. Yo, no, for right. You definitely show.
Who's going to go to Colorado?
So they lost. Man. They lost top guys. You know, if they get keep one, they still losing. Like
the one they one they kept was like a layup. Anyways, like Lester, kind of almost. It's like Rennell. Like it's pretty much a layup for him to go ahead and pick Florida. But you know, it's a slight, slim outside chance that.
But if Florida sits the bet, though, there's no way he stays there, right? Or he that just much of a Gator?
He might, because
his mama went there too, or something like that.
Well, listen, the whole talk about Vernell Brown is basically he'll commit to the Gators. But it's going to be looking around because if the Gators are bad, he's not going to go there.
You don't think he stick?
Yeah, he's not going to go there. He's looking at Florida State and Miami saying, which one of these schools are going to be good? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, I mean, you know what it is. Mario is going to recruit. He's going to have a top class. But in order for you to get those game-changing players who could come in and play right away and all that, you got to win the game. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, Miami, Vernell Brown starts saying, shh.
I think we used to think Billy was a better recruiter than he is because he'll start off with a little heat, but then this shit on the field, he can't sell them. Mario's still selling the dream and they buying it. Okay, cool. Yeah, all right, coach. I think, and the checks is good. But Billy is like, he's selling the dream, the shit fall apart on the field, and them kids like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, I think he a good recruiter, but like you said, he can't keep showing what he's showing on the field. And I think
Mario was able to still close last cycle with mediocrity.
Yeah,
I think they didn't pull that off.
They came at the same time, but I think people just seen what Mario could do at Oregon. That's the biggest difference.
Well, the one thing with Mario is okay, you go 5-7, then you go 7-5. They see the progress. They saying, well, shit, okay, we see. And then when they come to the practices, they saying, well, shit, yeah. Even if they were 7-5, they saying, well, shit, they fucking out there battling. They killing each other out there. You know what I'm saying? They battling each other to get on the field. So it's like, yeah, I might want to be a part of it. That's the difference. You know, when Miami was, when we was some shit for the past regimes, we, you know, you'll go to practice and you'll be like, okay, well, you know who's starting. You know who to back up. You know, you, the bench people, y'all don't even got to fucking do nothing. Just, you know, just stand there. Now it's different. If your ass standing there if you want to, you know, you're going to be gone the next year. Because Mario's saying, I'm going to get guys who are going to play. And if you're not going to play, guess what? I'm going to replace you with guys who are going to play. So that's the thing. I think recruits love the fact of Miami. They're saying, well, shit, well, if I go in there, I have an opportunity to play and work and compete.
So he's saying basically it's like a tryout every season.
Yeah, it's a definite tryout. Definite tryout, you know what I'm saying? So every school don't have that. Like the Gators, you know, just to speak about they sorry as they don't have no tryout. They know who the fuck starting. And the shit that they got starting is trash.
Yeah, they don't have no battles.
Around the media recruiting world, they telling everybody, man, if y'all don't start Lagway, we thinking about going somewhere else because they thinking he's the hope. So
Lagway?
Yeah,
Lagway gonna be the truth, I think.
No, I'm not hating on Cuz, but I'm like, start him now. Merz is good. Merz a hell of a lot better than I thought he was going to be. He is the team right now.
So none of y'all would start Lagway?
I'll start Lagway too. Merz is throwing 7-yard passes and then he completes 70% of them and they acting like he good. No, he's not good.
That could buy Napier some time too. I feel if they slip up, because I mean, what if they win 6 games with fucking Merz, which is possible, but they win 5.
That'd be a good year.
But they win 5 with Lagway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but think about it. If you win 5 with Lagway, you say, okay, this is what we are building. We won 5 with
Lagway.
And then next year we will be back.
I think with
Merz, you saying, well, shit, we sorry as fuck because we had him last year. You know
I think Napier in a hard spot though because, I don't know what he could do to salvage like his job there because they're not gonna win over 6 games
at all. But we gonna kick their ass first game of the season.
He's done for, man.
If we beat the shit out of them first week, they might as well just put Lagway out their second game.
Lagway gonna take over by game 4, maybe game 5. That UCF game is gonna tell you. If they go out there and got damn UCF put belt ass, yeah, you gonna see a mask, bruh. That is gonna get ugly. I promise you, it's gonna get ugly.
Yeah, Napier probably get fired after that game if they draw us and UCF. He'll probably get fired because they ain't even played. They ain't even got to the meet of they scheduled for real.
And guess what? You know what they're gonna do? They're not gonna let it get that bad. They gonna fire him. They gonna let somebody else take control who they might think that they might rally around and who they gonna play for. Because if they keep Billy and they keep him, them boys gonna go on like a 6-7 game losing streak, man. That shit gonna be nasty.
What I was told the other day is even if they possibly wants to fire Billy, they possibly won't do it till after the season because they don't have anybody else on their staff to take over.
Well, that's a shame too, though.
And that's the bad part because if they had somebody who could just step in as an intern coach for the rest of the season, then they would do it easily.
Yeah, it can't be that D coordinator because he's nothing but like 29 or something.
No, we ain't really got nobody else. And it's not about them salvaging the season. It's just about them competing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they don't have it. So, and I'm happy. I'm like, fuck them. I don't care. Let the motherfuckers die. Kill a program.
Yeah. I mean, I got to agree because, like, they just – it's just – they not, like, on-field rivals like that. So, I don't give a shit. If they go away forever, I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. Give a shit. They were just in the way anyways. But they not, like – yeah, it's not Florida State. It's not that annual line it up. Let's play some ball. Shit.
With us. Right.
Yeah, honestly, they just in the way sometimes with a recruit in there. But – outside of that, like,
can we got him at home in 2 years, right? Or that's next year?
Next year, they're gonna have a new coach,
yeah. So it's gonna be best of twice.
Just let that program die.
I'm telling you, that shit gonna be worse next year because I'm telling you, Lagway is not staying at Florida once Billy get fired and all that. He is not staying there, man. That boy going back to Texas, man.
To play for Texas. What's his name?
Like, you know, Clemson to be a place because that shit. Clemson almost got his ass to flip, so that'd be
think
something.
So.
I think he'll go to Baylor, man.
They'll do transfer.
Nah, they'll make that exception.
That ain't portal. It's different. They gonna make exceptions.
They'll make that exception.
They both gonna be Dabo, like, I talked to Jesus Dabo himself.
Hey, Dabo tell Lagway to. Oh no, we good because we don't want transfers. They gonna fire that immediately. You ain't
I like him to go to Baylor because his daddy went to Baylor. His daddy played at Baylor, so I think he might give him a shot. Right?
Jeremiah Smith say, I'm getting into the portal and I want to go back to Miami, and you think Mario's gonna about him committing. If Mario does that, they gonna fight his ass the next day. You gotta go. You're not gonna tell that guy. You know what I'm saying?
But if he go back to Texas, I think he'd be going to Texas. Maybe A&M. But now they
talking about A&M. Yeah, not Texas. Nah, that is Arch Manning job, but
A&M is wrong for him too. A&M made it wrong for him late.
Sarkisian, man, and they was already talking about him possibly transferring already. Cause he Arch Manning, but fuck that. Let me tell you what people in Texas gonna care about. Winning football game.
That's it.
They've been and they so close that I'm gonna tell you right now, Arch Manning ain't showing them people nothing. And the boosters, yeah, they got them there. They took the time to get them there. But Arch Manning ain't got on that field and did nothing. But they gonna be like, no, you can't get rid of Arch. Nah, I don't know about that. Arch probably take his ass to Ole Miss and go play with Lane.
The fact that he got the Euros quarterback, so it's like, yeah, shit. What the fuck they gonna do? It don't matter who the fuck you is. Like Archie Manning, DJ Lagway, y'all not playing in front of him.
Yeah, this right, and then Ewers will be gone, right? So he'll be in the league next year, right? So wherever he end up at, I'm here. I think I'm seeing lately like third to fifth is what I've been seeing lately. I don't know if he can flip his stuff this year.
Be that first pick because I don't think it's a quarterback in college football that's better than him. I'm just talking about natural talent.
Better than who?
Better than Quinn Ewers. I don't think it's a quarterback better than
him. Why he ain't leave then? Like, people saying he wasn't ready.
I don't know why.
People were saying he wasn't ready.
That's what I'm saying. I seen his name, like, on the early stuff, you know, predicting third round.
Yeah, he not up there like that.
For some reason, yeah, I'm not familiar enough with Bro Game to figure out exactly why. But I saw that literally, like, two or three days ago. I was just flipping through some shit on, like, Bleacher Report. And, I mean, again, now, it don't take but 1 year, especially a quarterback. You got there and have 1 year quarterback.
I mean,
they can change a lot of perceptions.
He had that.
Yeah, but it was a little crowded this year too.
Yeah, it was crowded as fuck. Yeah.
This year ain't gonna be that bad because I mean it's really what just him, Shador, Jackson Dart.
Right. I mean, Cam who then he jumps up into that, you know, late first, early second. If but he gonna have to put up the numbers that. We hoping, you know, that does happen. So, which is one reason I think Cam came back, which was smart. It's a good business move. You need one good year. You get yourself one good year with an actual halfway decent team. And then now you go from fifth to seventh to first to third.
Nah, Larry, I'll just go ahead and say what you really want to say.
What's that?
Cam finna bust everybody ass this year.
Hey, Lord willing. And the creek don't rise. At old folks say, Lord willing. I still don't know about that damn creek. I ain't figured that shit out yet. I got, maybe they live like down by the water or something. Like the creek don't rise and flood their shit out or something like
that. Damn, Cam finna bust everybody ass this year. He finna do. I'm looking at 35 to 4,000 yards, and he does that. Yeah, he's
that's okay. If he does that, he shatters every record because
he goes in
crazy.
First.
It's crazy in our Miami history. The most touchdowns a quarterback threw was what, 28?
That's crazy. Yeah, and I think the record is like all time.
I think it's 28, bro.
It's 28, but Malik Rozier got the record, I think, for total touchdowns at like 31. Yeah,
he ran for 8 or 9, but yeah, it's 28, which is crazy, yep. Knowing the times we in when it's like everybody throwing the ball and we ain't throw 28 touchdowns yet. That's wild.
We've been behind time so long trying to, you know, hold on to
pro set. Let's run the ball, pro, right?
Like, got to evolve, man. It's gonna be a time to come back to pros. Pro set, but it just ain't right now.
I mean, I feel like we balance it pretty good, but I mean, you ain't gonna throwing 28 touchdowns is not gonna cut it. I don't care how good your rushing offense is. Like in this day and age, that ain't gonna work. Anything less than 28.
What's the number you think for a title? Because I think
for a title, it got to be like 33 plus.
I mean, Meezy,
back through that minute.
Meezy, look at it like this, because I always say this. I say, well, listen, just say if Cam throw 25 touchdowns, but we have 45 rushing touchdowns, are y'all going to be upset?
Nah, but I'm trying to be realistic.
I'm being realistic because we know who our coach is, right?
It could.
We know who our coach is. We know Mario's our head coach, so we know it's possibly that he can just run the ball.
But we threw more than we ran last year.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm
gonna tell you right now. I think Cam gonna get the touchdown record and the passing yards. Passing yards ain't number 3,600. He do that in his sleep. So I think he'll get that, Yeah, it was Steve Walsh. It was like Walsh had 3,600 yards.
89.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. He only had like 3,600, and then the touchdowns.
Crazy, because I always thought Geno. Yes,
Steve Walsh got. No, see, and he had the touchdowns too. He had 29. He got 29 passing touchdowns.
Toretta did like 23 and one Heisman.
Beck, Beck, I know that's crazy, right? Beck last year threw for, he was 72%, 3,900 yards, but only 24 touchdowns. Just was real super efficient.
Bernie Kosar. Kosar got the single season at 36. Walsh got the touchdowns at 29. Passing touchdowns.
Yeah, I was gonna say I know it had to be somebody else besides Steve Walsh. I know Steve Walsh was just throwing touchdowns. He wasn't throwing a whole lot of yards because we ran the ball a lot with Steve Walsh.
Shout out Bernie Kosar. Follow me on Twitter, man. You probably follow all of us. Yeah,
Bernie Kosar, the homie, man. Shouts out to him.
He ain't follow me, man. Shit, he ain't follow me.
Prayers to him, man.
Prayers to him, man. You know, he's going. He going.
Yeah, he got sick, right? Yeah, man. Get back.
He's battling cancer.
Damn. Yeah, prayers up, man.
He's battling a couple things, man. So shouts out. You know what I'm saying? Prayers to.
Yeah, that came out last week.
I didn't hear nothing about that. Yeah,
that's
I hate to hear
that, man. Yeah,
he's battling it, you know what I'm saying? So
no doubt,
that's the thing about getting old, you know what I'm saying? Everybody always be calling me old. I'd be like, well shit, you know, hey, that's what you want to do is get old, right?
Yeah, get there, yeah. Well, I ain't never died not near your head on this chin. I said, hey, that's as bad as I kept going.
Damn, you got gray hair, you old. I'm like, well, what you want me to do? Like, you want me to look like I'm 20 again? Like, I don't want to look 20.
I
want to
look 20 again. I'm good on that.
Yeah, man.
Hey, who shot Trump, man? So y'all boy, who tried to slide?
One of his voters. One of his voters. Which is crazy.
One of his voters.
But you see, they don't want. You see that, but you see, they don't want to. But you see, the crazy part, right? If it was a Democrat, they would have been like, "Oh, one of Biden's supporters and all this other type of stuff. When they seen, they put him in the system, that shit said registered Republican. I said, oh, they can't push that. They can't push that other narrative. They ain't even talking about it, as you can see. They're not talking about it, bro, because they know.
It was one of them.
I thought this shit was fake when I first seen it.
It's a great subject. And like, you know, when me and Rob was on the space last night, I just kept saying, I'm not finna get into it, because if I get into it, everybody gonna hate 26 degrees. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of mega canes. It's a whole lot of mega canes, but
I don't think they listen to us. There's room for everybody. I don't think we got the mega cane crowd. I don't believe they tuned in.
Possibly not, but you still don't. Hey, I just don't.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. It's
a sensitive situation where, maybe 50% of Hurricane fans are mega fans. You know what I'm saying?
So, for sure.
That's why I say I'm not even gonna tap into it, because if I do, they already hate me. It's gonna be worse. They've been trying to go down to Gables and, hey man, yeah, we don't want him to be representing Miami, and they like, well, he don't represent Miami.
He don't represent Miami. What you want us to do? Like, what you going? Hey man, you gotta chill for a different team. Man. I don't know what to tell you.
You fucked up. I'm gonna give y'all the hardcore shit. And if y'all don't like it, fuck.
Yeah, this is being nice. I was trying to be kind. Y'all motherfucker ain't talking about you don't want me around. Shit, this was
makes me go extra hard.
Even harder, like, right?
Like, y'all wanna try me? Y'all wanna go talk to the people and tell them, oh man, take his media credentials. Oh, okay.
All right.
I ain't gonna say what I be saying on the timeline, but
that's funny though, cause I deal with something right now at my job, man. I got a promotion recently, and I know they
hate that shit,
bro. Listen, my manager came and told me, like, bro, there's people legit trying to like be like, no, you can't get at the land. And he's like, I got you. Just make sure you take care of business. I'm like, damn, that shit crazy to me that somebody that ain't fucking with your money, you really will go out the way and try to fuck with another. Man, that man ain't doing nothing for you to be trying to mess with his money. Like, well, you ain't get you a feeling, dog. Come on.
That shit, bro. It's mind boggling.
That's crazy to me. I'm like, he ain't mess with my money now. So, hey, who can, you know, we might talk a little shit on social media, or we might have had a little spat somewhere elsewhere. But when it comes to your bread and take care of you and yours, I'm be like, oh, I ain't gonna mess with the man. You know, right. I ain't got no job. Yeah, I'd like to talk to. Did you see his tweet about this? Man, did you see my tweet? Man, get the. So you telling what I see off the clock over here just to try to jam me up? That's crazy.
That'd be the thing. I'd be like, what? A tweet?
Yeah, that's some nasty work.
Like, come on. And you know what? It's sometimes it do get to me, because I be like, all the shit I really do in our community, I think, God damn, y'all finna really judge me on something that I tweeted?
People look at, man.
Like, actually go out there and do for...
See, this what happens, right? People look, they push you, and then, you know, it's just like on the field. They only see the guy who pushed back, right? So it's like, man, the man done... You know, push me three times on the last three plays. So then I finally push them back, and everybody looking at me like I'm the villain. And it's like, oh, I'm the villain? Some people going to lean into that more. Like, all right. That's exactly how I looked at it. Like, I looked at that person.
No bullshit. I'm
pretty sure who I know who it was, too. I was like, okay, that's what you want.
You always pretty much got a good idea who it
was. Idea, yeah. You'd be like,
yeah, you always got a good idea.
And, you know what? Let's go.
Now I'll be like, yeah, I'm the villain. I'm definitely gonna be the villain. I take that role. I'm the villain.
Because villains have fun too. They might have more fun, honestly.
We're gonna have all the fun. We have all the fun. You know, it's because
they feed off your anger. All that frustration and anger. Like when they were talking about, you know, the guy, I won't be disrespectful because I can't remember his name, but it was like a death. And he was like talking about choices. And I don't know who this guy is. And it's great I don't know his name. I'm not going to spread his name no more. But I try to tell the people, bro, listen, these people live off of this. So when you see that goofy shit, give it no energy. None. Because what happened is you retweeting and saying, oh, you a piece of shit, you should die. Blah, blah, blah. Guess what happened? Somebody clicking on that shit. And see, oh, why you say he should die? Oh, damn, that's crazy. That's money in his pockets, man. Why y'all keep, if you can't stand him, quit supporting him. Even retweeting out of hate, reposting out of hate is support. Just keep it moving. I might see it and lean to the homie like, look at this shit. That's crazy, man. That's fucked up, my bro. But, and then block them, y'all. If y'all really don't like, block them so you don't see it. Mute them. Quit giving people energy off of negativity and then mad that they continue to grow. I'm like, well, wow. People don't care. Advertising don't care how the clicks get there, how the traffic get there, just that it get there. Because once you on their YouTube and they selling Hondas, whatever, bro. They about to buy my Honda. I don't give a shit what he talking about, man.
They're not caring about, oh, well, he's saying some off-the-wall shit. They like, oh, well, that nigga got some interaction.
He got interactions.
That shit going up.
And people who like Michael Jordan, well, Michael Jordan said, hey, Republicans buy Jordans too. Don't matter what side you come across, people buy water, they buy candy, they buy cars, and I can sell it from you going to that site. Whether you hate them or love them, you supporting somebody that you don't quote unquote want to support. But I'm like, you doing everything to support, and they enjoying it and loving it. Have these cats don't go outside. So you ain't gonna run into them, and ain't gonna be none of that. You just got helping them build a bigger fortress.
Getting big on social media, and that's why I say I love what I do. Cause guess what? Everybody, all the rival fans, they hate me. And the crazy thing is, all of them know me. They know something about me that I'd be like, well, shit, I didn't even know what that about me. But
okay, well, you got a case file on you.
Y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about y'all, but y'all know me.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Appreciate it. Y'all know me. Yo,
be feeling all kind of ways, man. All kind of ways. It's so weird to me. Y'all boys on that EA?
I got the standard version, man.
Mine's come on Friday, so
yeah.
Oh, y'all gotta wait later.
Yeah.
Because I got standard, I don't got the deluxe. So
man, I'm about to bring
that
shit right now.
Oh, it's on delay. Everybody on pause for that right now.
Yeah, I got it right now. Yeah, I got it now. I had got the deluxe today. Oh, I had woke up this morning, and I was like, man, shit. I kept looking on Twitter. I kept seeing everybody talking about it. I said, motherfucker. Man, I woke up, went and got the PS5 and a goddamn game today.
I never had no PS, because I was
like saving up for the PS5. I ain't never had one. Because I'm a little Xbox person, but everybody's like, man, don't get the Xbox.
Oh, so me, that's that turnpike money, huh? Oh,
yeah.
Hey, nah, that's
please say the turnpike.
They take care of me.
Yeah, that's educating the children, bro. What y'all talking about?
Yeah, but I really got this shit. This shit hard though. Yeah. It ain't madden at all.
No. Yeah, so no, yeah, it bro.
Because I hate everybody.
Yeah, everybody on the timeline, like, that's all they playing, man. That's all they doing. Somebody beat Middle Tennessee 122-3. They was like, yeah, this is for my soul.
Hey, I ain't gonna cap. When you go to play online, it's over 500,000 people in the NCAA.
Yeah,
server.
Man.
And it's over 500,000 people in that bitch, bro. Last time I checked,
so
it was 511.
You know what's so funny? When I used to play it up until it ended, bro, I ain't never care nothing about playing online, bro. This is just my personal journey, bro. Like, I don't care about none of y'all. I just want to bring that you back. And then when I did that, then I leave and go build me up. Like, I had Troy in the SEC and, you know what I'm saying, having fun with all that. That was part of the bigger fun to me was, like, not playing other people. I mean, me and my boys would run a game, and it was building up programs. Like, that's so much more fun to me, man. So I'm going to have to buy me a PS5. I don't game like that, but I was like, oh, well, for college football, we back now.
That's what I'm saying. I don't game either, but I'm like, damn, I'll play like 2K and shit, but like the NCAA, yeah, I'm like, shit, my downtime, nigga. If we don't get Pickett Wednesday, he going to be on this motherfucker Thursday morning, I tell you that.
create a player like him. Oh, that's crazy. I just saw this.
It's crazy because Le'Veon, by you saying that, you're like, yeah, man, I'm not with that online shit. I'll pack my game up and take that shit to a motherfucking house. If we finna play face to face, I'm not with that online shit. I want to see a nigga emotions while I'm beating.
Right, right. I don't want no lag. I don't want none of that going on. Nah, let's play right here. Let's talk shit together. Let's drink together.
Me and my cousin, we used to do that heavily. Like we'll just go from Carroll City to Overtown, and we just be kicking everybody ass. And then once everybody started getting a hold to it, and then they started getting good, I was like, well, let me stop.
Hey, but shoot, when I get mine, but I'm not jumping online, but I'm gonna play the computer for a little bit. And you get my skills up, boy, because y'all ain't finna embarrass me and have me on the timeline. Oh, I just beat this nigga. Boy, you ain't finna have me 65 or nothing.
They do that shit with a team like Middle Tennessee State. You like, you know what, man? You need a job, man. How a nigga beat me this bad, man?
Yeah.
You shouldn't do nobody like that. I thought we were friends, bro. You do some shit like this to a real nigga, man. That's crazy. I seen that shit, bro. I was scrolling through the timeline, and I guess somebody retweeted it. And the recruit we got coming in, TK Mew, he posted this graphic, and he a 99 overall. I said, all right, here we go with the bullshit right off the rip.
Hey, what you tweeted this morning? He was like, today's the day everybody who sucked that football gonna be good.
all them seniors.
They'll be like, oh, boy, I'm wrong.
All them senior JV players, it's time to reliving.
Yep, this where they shine right here. This where they about to shine.
Niggas who could never play us, they couldn't even get in the game, and they saying, oh, yeah, well, I'm kicking ass. They beat my 5-0. You like,
I told you they were going to lie, man. I told you about the ad, man. The boy gonna put 3 inches on their height. You know what I'm saying? About 30, 40 pounds of pure muscle, a brand new 40 speed, all kind of old shit, man.
They're going to grow. Name soccer Nicholas Harbor. It's gonna be a billion Nicholas Harbor. Everybody gonna be like, I know you ain't no goddamn 6'5". How the fuck you 6'5"?
Hey, I ain't gonna tell you. Somebody in the fan base already did that shit. They got their little graphic up and all. I say, boy.
That's nasty work.
But that's nasty work. I didn't want to say nothing. I let him slide. Like, yeah, I'm gonna let him go. I'm gonna let him live. But man, I can tell. Cause you can only create a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and I think like a DB. You can't do offensive lineman or defensive lineman or linebacker, I think.
Trash?
Yeah, I guess they say that's just the start. They say that's just the start.
Okay.
As the updates go on, because you know they still got an update, they're gonna they're going to add no more because we got 20 players that ain't on the game, but they were saying that that when they do the roster updates in the next few weeks, that they'll probably get added. So
I'm a creative player, but I'm going to keep it realistic. I'm going to be 43. I'm going to run a 6'6", 40. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to put myself in the game and be like, this is how y'all niggas are really suffer out. Y'all pay this shit a game. Y'all talking about this man sorry and this boy trash and this shit. Put yourself in the game. Be real with your stats. Don't lie about none of that shit.
Yeah.
Put yourself in that game and see what the fuck happened to you. Y'all always talking about somebody this, that, and the other, man. I don't mind, you know, a shot here and there, but some of y'all can't. But y'all be riding hard on some young, you know, young players and whatnot.
They be joking about a kid who a 3-star that a certain school took, and I'm like, nigga, did you get a D1 scholarship?
Offer a D3 one? Did a D3 school say, man, I think you should play football?
Them boys ain't, man. Look, them boys ain't even get a letter. You know how you get the letter first? You ain't even get a letter.
Right.
Nobody looking at your ass.
Yeah, you know,
that dude who
always talk shit with Florida. I'm not gonna call his name, but the dude who always talk shit with Florida State. I like, nigga, did you get a D1 offer?
Or you talking about somebody short? Yeah, y'all ought to be ashamed, man. Y'all talking about
I ain't talking about it.
Just so y'all can get some.
Goddamn damn community college offer. What the fuck are you talking about?
It just because, and that's the thing. I'm like, bro, why don't y'all draw a line? Because what you doing is you insulting the kid, man. Just to what? Just so you get some hee-hee ha-has off a bunch of other grown men? That boy has scholarship offers, real offers. What are y'all talking? You ain't had none of them.
Y'all niggas ain't got no
Oklahoma. You doing? Oklahoma don't offer no trash QBs. What are we talking about?
Like, them boys here. Best offer. Them boys best offer came from ICDC College, man. Yeah. Well,
ain't
Romeo went to.
They best offer came from a school. What was the school that played IMG?
Bishop Sycamore. Bishop Sycamore.
That's the offer they got. Some shit that don't even exist. Hey,
man! Hey, speaking of college, I don't know if y'all saw that little interview, right? But you remember the dude that did the Mount Everest college commercial?
He never.
And it was like, well, how y'all did the commercial? He said, man, we had somebody with a car in the back with the lights on. They had the dog on hand camera. I'm like, oh my god! He said, man, that was like the most. But he said he made so much money off of that. I said, that's crazy, bro.
I mean, I already knew it was an actor, but it was just funny how low budget it was and all that shit, too. That made it extra funny, man.
My dog had the little dingy white tee on.
What? Yeah, out in the parking lot. I'm just like y'all. You know what I'm saying? You can do it, too. Yada, 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 da, da, da. Anyway, man, let's talk some football.
Hey, your chair open, bro?